Genealogy has been big business in this country for quite some time. Think of hugely popular websites like Ancestry.com or TV shows like Who Do You Think You Are? These mostly trace family lineages, providing lists of names and dates. But there's a huge opportunity when it comes to family heirlooms and the stories they tell. Greg Collard of member station WFAE profiles a North Carolina woman trying to make a business out of connecting people to their past.
At the recent International Collectibles and Antiques Show in Charlotte, dealers spread out items in different booths. The warehouse looked like a flea market. It's old school. Then there's Joy Shiver on her laptop.
The way it works, when you join, you list up to 20 surnames that are important to you.
She's demonstrating justajoy.com. Enter a name in a database and see if something hits.
Uh-huh. And the name on it was Boardman.
Boardman?
Boardman.
B-O-A-R-D.
B-O-A-R-D-M-A-N.
Okay,
first name was Moses.
The website bills itself as a family heirloom exchange for sellers and buyers. That's not unusual. There is eBay, after all. But unlike eBay, Just a Joy doesn't take a cut of transactions. Instead, it sells memberships for $20 a year. It's more like a matching service.
We do just provide a platform where these kind of connections can happen.
Once registered, you're notified by email whenever something else is listed for sale that includes one of the surnames you list. Joy Shiver says it can be anything, even a most wanted poster from 1904.
And he's a crapshooter and a heavy drinker. He's a glib talker and generally all-around crook and hobo.
Or maybe it's an old army picture of your grandfather's platoon, a 150-year-old love letter, or a long-lost family Bible. Shiver says that's among the most sought-after items.
Lots of families know that there was one. They know it was lost, and since it's a Bible, it probably wasn't destroyed, so they feel like it's out there somewhere.
Like Macon, Georgia.
Now I have this Bible. And I love it.
Lila Davis of Virginia Beach located a family Bible in Macon, where her mother's family is from. Someone found the book while cleaning a church.
I got an email. I looked at the information on it, and I thought, hey, wait a minute, that sounds like somebody in my ancestry, and double-checked, and it was my third-great-grandfather. And it's a Bible that dates to 1810 and listed a lot of family names and birth dates and death dates.
That's the type of story Shiver likes to hear, when orphaned heirlooms are returned. She grew up collecting. Her mother ran an antique store, and Shiver briefly owned one. But she took her passion in a different direction about a decade ago. First, she developed a database. That only took 6 years.
Obviously, it being a membership site, they're not going to join unless they realize there's actually items available. So we had to have a very large database before we even introduced it.
The site went live 2 years ago. Just a Joy boasts items connected to 50,000 surnames. But with just about 1,000 memberships at $20 each, it remains mostly a labor of love, although she also sells items on the site. Still, the president of the National Genealogical Society is impressed. Jordan Jones says he sees a lot of startup genealogy businesses related to tracing ancestry, but doesn't know of any like Just a Joy.
What interests me about it is it's kind of on the edge of what people think about genealogy in a wider sense to include family history and the stories in these artifacts that the family had.
He sees it as a niche competitor to eBay, like the arts and crafts site Etsy. But Shiver dreams of having a site that's as big as Ancestry.com. Until then, it's life on the road, selling memberships from one antiques roadshow to the next. For NPR News, I'm Greg Collard in Charlotte.